Greetings, it's Barbara J. Faison. My intention with this podcast is to offer ideas, insights, inspirations, and possibly some meditations and other little nuggets to help you struggle less and enjoy life more. I hope you enjoy. Welcome to week 24. More new things. I'm back reminding you to try and do new things. In week 14, I shared my float spa experience. You can check that out on my blog at barbarafaison.com. This weekend, I did quite a few new things. On Friday night, Kim, artist, and I went to a storytelling event called In My Shoes to see Terry Nicole share an excerpt from her one-woman show in progress. Terry's story was hilarious, sweet, and engaging. It was a fun night, and we got to hear stories, music, and comedy at the event. Saturday night for dinner, hubby and I stopped by a new local restaurant, and guess what? They were playing salsa music! Yay for trying new restaurants in your neighborhood. It was a win-win-win threefer. I got to do a little seated salsa dancing, whilst enjoying time with TD and eating food that I didn't have to cook. I really enjoy sharing practical ways to bring mindfulness into our daily lives. And for the third new thing, I was one of the presenters for a mindfulness program, Flowers and Fruit, curated by Helen Inde. On the program, Helen and I shared how to manage thoughts and emotions along with a practice session. I will be back with Indine Lockhart of Plant Nomad to conclude the spring series on June 25th at 3 p.m. If you're local to Atlanta and you're interested, you can find out more at unifiedwellness.org under events. Summer is off to a bang with trying new things for me. I love being able to back up what I suspect with science. Yay, science! I enjoyed this short blog post by Garden Unity that listed four benefits of trying new things. 1. Time becomes more memorable. 2. Fear takes a back seat and your sense of adventure grows. 3. You get to know yourself better. And 4. Creativity and brain power will be stimulated. I totally agree with all of these, and there are even more benefits to trying and doing new things. Ha! That's for another time. You never know where your love for something may start. My 25-plus years of dancing salsa started with going out dancing with a friend, trying something new. I fell in love with the music, dancing, and made lifelong friends that I have traveled with to dance salsa. Are you trying new things? Any new experiences to share? Even simple things such as trying new foods and taking a different route to your destination can be helpful for your overall well-being. I'd love to know what new things you're doing or trying. You can message me on social media or email me at barbarafaisonllc@gmail.com. There are many resources available to support a meditation practice in person and online. I've got two opportunities this week for you to join me if you desire. I'll be doing my weekly live Insight Timer meditation practice at noon on Wednesday. I'll be doing my live Insight Timer meditation practice at noon on Wednesday and our monthly Breathe with Barbara live practice at 8 p.m. Wednesday night. No experience required, just your willingness. I encourage you to check out the Insight Timer app. It is the number one app for free meditations for sleep, anxiety, and stress, and I have over 40 meditations, book excerpts, and my courses for premium members and more out there. The link is insighttimer.com. You can register for the Flowers and Fruits session on 6/25 at 3 p.m. at the Kindred Healing Center at 1800 Jonesboro Road, Atlanta, at unifiedwellness.org/events. Choose Spring Session. The card I pulled for us today is the number 8 question card. What do I desire more of in my life? What a great question to ponder. I'd love to know about your experience with meditation. Are you new, or would you like to learn? If you prefer having a teacher for instruction, I offer one-on-one sessions as well as group sessions with a minimum of 3 people. If you know any groups or organizations who want to offer a session, perhaps a lunch and meditate, or a program, I love referrals and would be happy to speak with them. Feel free to reach out to me on my website, barbarafaison.com/contact-barbara. Pick the option that works best for scheduling a quick conversation. Or you can message me at Barbara Faison on social media, Instagram, LinkedIn, or Facebook are best. All of the links are on my link tree. That's linktr.ee/Barbara Faison. If you need a quick breath break, you can always take one on my YouTube channel under the Breath Breaks playlist. Thank you for your support and being on this journey with me. Feel free to share your thoughts or ask a question via email at barbarafaisonllc@gmail.com. Keep breathing.